Hello?
Hello, I'm Karen Lopez of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I don't know if I want to participate. What is this in regards to?
This is a survey about political things, you know.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Is this Kelly Moreno?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We have the ability to complete this survey in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
English, okay. In which county in California do you currently live?
Kearns,
okay. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93304.
93304. Okay. And now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
89.
Mm-hmm. 89, okay. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Okay. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian or white? African-American or black? Hispanic or Latino? Asian or Pacific Islander? American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic Latino.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's graduate.
Bachelor graduate, okay. And moving on, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and I will go on the next one. First one is Davey Baladao.
Have not heard of him.
Okay. The next one is Rudy Salas.
Not favored.
So, unfavorable opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
Unfavored.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Favored.
Okay. And the last one is Joe Biden.
Favored.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidates who stand on most other issues right now. You can choose up to two choices. The first one is protecting democracy. Next, we have border security. Then we have Social Security and Medicare. Then is the cost of a mortgage or rent. Then we have abortion. Next is healthcare. Then inflation or the cost of living. Then we have taxes or none of these.
I can only pick two?
Yes. Sorry.
Oh. And that's just for here in California, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I would say taxes and cost of living.
Okay, taxes and the cost of living. Thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested, and with 10 meaning very interested. Please tell me how interested you are in the November election for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other officers.
Oh, how interested I am in it? 10.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Independent.
Independent. So it's Robert F. Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, I know you prefer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If Donald Trump and Joe Biden were the only candidates on the ballot and that you had to make a choice today, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, noted. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, the Republican, and Adam Schiff, the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Baladao, the Republican, or Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
I'll just stick with the Democratic Party.
Okay. And you definitely vote or just probably vote?
I do vote.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might have heard about David Baladao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Baladao, less likely to vote for David Baladao, or if it makes no difference in your vote, okay?
Okay.
The first one is, David Baladao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Baladao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay rises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improving to military family child care and schools, and support for family for military members buying a home.
Is she not in the way? Go ahead.
No.
Is it makes me change my mind, Evan? Is that what you are asking?
If this makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference in your opinion you will already have of him?
Neither nor. So not most likely.
So less likely.
If there was a... It doesn't make me more likely or less likely, so less likely is fine.
Less likely, okay. And then we have American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Baladao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Baladao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
More likely.
Okay. Then we have thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Baladao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
More likely.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have, Teddy Baladao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Baladao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 with dispatch equipment.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, David Baladao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Baladao went to work to help first-time buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, David Baladao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, security resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Baladao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
I wish there was like a meter button. Less likely.
Less likely, okay, thank you. And the last one here is, as a dairy farmer himself, David Baladao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. This is why David Baladao is supporting an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or favorable impression or unfavorable impression of David Baladao?
It's a favorable impression, but I wouldn't know if I would vote for him. I'd have to do more research on both candidates.
Okay, so favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Baladao, the Republican, and Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
I would still have to stay with the Democratic Party.
Okay. And thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following issues, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? I am going to read them for you, and you can choose up to three, okay? The first one is cable news, then newspapers, Instagram, digital websites, YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, Google, X, or formerly known as Twitter, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, or would you say you don't follow political news closely?
I don't follow political news closely.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use cable? Only use satellite? Only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Use both cable or satellite and online streaming? Only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
Streaming services.
Okay, thank you so much. And I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal.
Liberal, okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you describe your how would you describe your economic circumstances? As well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'm like a high lower class, so like low middle class.
Like working class?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.